like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
I'm Hope Madden.
And this is It's Movie Time. We've had some blockbusters superhero movies this summer.
We started with Spider-Man, which was passable. We went on to Godzilla, which was, I think, better than I expected it to be. And then X-Men, which was just a ton of fun. And for me, the high bar for the summer.
Okay, and we both gave it somewhere around the B-plus area when we reviewed it. Tom Cruise is here every summer with something big, and they're hoping that he's going to help the studio and everybody else. So here he is, Edge of Tomorrow. And the important thing is that we are featuring the real star of this movie, Emily Blunt.
Right? And that's saying something, because you're a Cruise fan.
I am indeed.
But she is remarkable. Surprisingly fresh, given that it is simply Aliens meets Groundhog Day. That's exactly what this movie is.
And how about mixing in some source code?
Oh, yeah. And you know what? Even a little Top Gun throw in there. And I especially loved all of the nods to Aliens, but not only the suit. You know, there's this special suit, which is exactly Sigourney Weaver's suit, by the way. But Bill Paxton is in the movie.
Bill Paxton.
They weren't shying. They were like, you know, but if you're going to, if you're going to remind us of a movie, Aliens is a good one to choose.
The trope here is that we're going back and forward in time. It's very difficult for the editor, but the challenge is to keep, as I think you were implying, is to keep it fresh. Mm-hmm. And I believe it does.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. He maneuvers the idea really well, as does the director. He gets forced into this battle that he doesn't want to take part in. When he dies the first time in his battle, something happens to sort of this time-space continuum, and every time he dies, he wakes back up at the same point the day before the battle. So eventually, after we don't really know how many times, he starts to figure out, I have to change the trajectory, I have to change the battle, I have to fix this so that we beat these aliens. The way that they directed it, you don't have to see the whole day every time. They throw in a lot of humor.
We don't have any of this Spider-Man kind of, oh, I love you, da-da-da stuff.
Time for that. And that's one of the great things about the Emily Blunt character, is she's got no time for it.
Who would have thought Emily Blunt could kick butt?
Right. Although she's wonderful in everything. I've never seen her in a film where she did not shine. She does a lot of romantic comedy. She does some historical dramas. You don't really see her in like the Sigourney Weaver role, but
Brendan Gleeson plays the general. Now, you got to understand the arc for Tom Cruise's character here is that he's a PR guy for the Army who has known nothing about battle.
He's a weasel. He's a good-looking weasel.
And he is so smarmy and so full of himself, and this general puts him right into battle. The Cruise character is fighting every bit of the way to stay out of battle.
Yeah.
But he gets better at what he does.
Right.
And gives me a chance to see Cruise play a little bit against type.
I think you're right, and I think he does a wonderful job of showing his character arc.
Yes.
Even though we don't get to see every day that he relives. Eventually, we're just seeing snippets of it. We're seeing how he's changed pace. He's changed the direction that they're going to be taking. But we're not sure why, because we haven't seen, we don't know how many days. They do a really nice job of keeping you guessing using this kind of weird Groundhog Day trope.
Oh, I know, Mike. Also, there are some pretty standard things that go on here.
Oh, sure.
For instance, the aliens.
Yeah.
What is that? They look like spiders and
sort of wires. They kind of look like, I don't know,
really
electricity and
they still have
goo.
The alphas still have that kind of little head but big mouth spitting out stuff. Been around and they kill everything in sight.
Yeah, they kind of look like wires.
Yeah.
And yet they're, I thought they were pretty cool looking myself.
The energy source. Of course, the Omega, they call it, is strictly boilerplate science fiction.
That's true.
Hiding under the Louvre.
No, you have to say, any film that toys with that idea, eventually the logic eats itself.
You're right.
There is certainly some of that in this movie.
And you are right. If you start asking questions in science fiction, for instance, you're gonna shrivel up and die. I'm going to start out again, because I think I know where you're going, and I'd like to start out a little bit high.
Okay.
And I'm awarding this a solid A-. Hope Madden, the film is Edge of Tomorrow.
I'm going to go B.
All right, I thought you might.
Yeah, which is very enjoyable. I thought it was very enjoyable.
And what the audience doesn't know is that we've replayed this show two or three times.
That's right. We're on our own Edge of Tomorrow right now.
It's Movie Time is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center, 1550 North High Street, Columbus, Ohio. Further details and showtimes online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
The award-winning It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.